the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. As I always say, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. Of course, as I'm finding out, there are some more podcasters that are covering the state of Kansas, especially during this time of the year. That's right. It is state basketball tournament. Man, you hear the excitement in my voice because I'm looking forward to seeing a good game this evening. Yes, I'm going to be at... I'm kind of stealing this from Kansas City Royals. Okay. Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State University. This time I get to take in multiple games, but I'm definitely getting my fix on. I'm going to start with Derby. But before I go there, congratulations to Mays South Lady Mavericks, as they have advanced, and they did it at the expense of seven-time defending women's champ, St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, here's another narrative you need to understand, too. Got to understand this narrative right here. May South was the number two seed. St. Thomas, the seventh seed. According to an interview, which I'm going to play that, which is coming from Sports in Kansas. I got to give credit where credit is due. May South player said that, in essence, they were the underdog. Now, get that. They're the number two seed playing the number seven, but say that they were the underdog. I guess when you're going up against a team that has won seven straight, I guess you can consider yourself an underdog, even though you are a higher seed. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to start this off with, first of all, I'm going to play the sound from what actually took place, the pandemonium. They call this March Madness for a reason. It's just not confined to the big dance, the NCAA tournament, but it also happens in high school. So I want y'all to hear this sound and that was the closing seconds of Mays South knocking off seven-time defending champion, St. Thomas Aquinas. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this interview that was published by Sports in Kansas. So just stay in your seat while the train is in motion. Hey, like I said, I'm excited. This is high school basketball. This is tournament time. And yes, I have two communities that I'm good with. And they have both reintroduced me to the high school game of basketball. I can't say this enough. It was Joe Jackson that gave me the first invitation. And I went to a game and I was blown away by their fan base, their student section, the support. It was also the rival game against their crosstown rival, Mays. And I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but being in that atmosphere, it was like, I haven't experienced this personally, but I see it on TV. being at Mays South was like being at Duke University, being surrounded by the Cameron Indoor Crazies. Y'all brought the energy. So here's this interview. So enjoy the ride.
It's Keaton Coat of Sports in Kansas, staying with Skylar Seals, girls basketball player here at Mays South. So Skylar, I mean, what a game for you and the team. I mean, overtime and all that coming back. Walk us through the game.
Aquinas is a good team, and I know we're second seed and they're seventh seed, but truly coming in this game, we were the underdogs. I mean, they're a solid team, and they're out of KC. It's a powerhouse up there, and we know we had to come into this game giving it our all and leaving nothing out there.
Yeah. You know, the past two times that you had played Aquinas in a state situation, you had lost to them. What did you learn from that? What kind of motivation did it give you coming into the game?
I mean, it just sucks. Like, when you're trying to work all – you're working all year trying to get, like, to the state tournament, and you want to lose first round, like – and I, as I said, they're a good team, and like we knew, like it was going to be tough, and we wanted redemption on them.
Yeah, you had 5 threes this game, 24 points overall. Talk about what your role looked like offensively for the game today.
Honestly, I didn't know if I would be a big part of this game, and I hit my first three, and I knew that I was going to have a good day. So I just stayed confident, and I mean, if I missed a shot here and there, I didn't let it take me down, and I just kept going and pushing through.
Yeah, talk about the physicality of the game, especially towards the end.
It was crazy. I mean, the atmosphere at this gym is insane. And, I mean, they're St. Thomas girls, number 10 and number 23. They can knock down shots. And we knew we had to step up and play, keeping the game with them. And, I mean, they kept us on our toes. But in the end, we wanted it more.
Absolutely. And you guys got Bishop Carroll or Emporia. That'll be tomorrow. Quick turnaround. You guys get to watch a little of their game today. What else are you guys going to do to rest, recover, prepare?
I mean, we'll watch their game, but we're like a family. So, I mean, to us, like getting in the hotel, being in a room together, just talking, like it's just girl time. It's team bonding. And I feel like being together, close together outside of the basketball court definitely plays a role when we're actually playing.
Hey, everyone. It's Keaton Coat of Sports in Kansas. Today with Ashley Singate, girls basketball player here at Mays South. So, Ashley, what a game for not only you, but the team. Walk us through the game tonight.
I mean, it was a close game throughout the entire game. You know, we went into overtime, which was scary, and it kept going back and forth in overtime. They score, we score. But, you know, a lot of people didn't have us picked to win this game, so we really just came out, and we knew we had to put it all on the line to win.
So you and Skylar had a huge role offensively tonight. Tell us a little bit about what that looked like.
You know, Skylar was kind of my go-to tonight. You know, if I'm more of a driver, so I was getting downhill, and if I couldn't find an easy shot at the rim, I'm looking for her, and she was just hitting for me tonight. So both of us on really played a huge role in the win tonight.
Yeah. So this is your first year at Mays South, transferred from 3A. So a bit of a transition there. Mm-hmm. You know, what have you learned from the team so far, and how's it been?
I absolutely love my team. You know, we were a family, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, honestly.
Yeah. And not only are you with your team as a family, you're also playing with your younger sister. How's that been?
You know, siblings, we fight a little bit, but I played with my older sister back at Eureka, so I've been fortunate enough to play with sisters both years, and, you know, I love it. We might fight a little bit on the court here and there, but, you know, we got that little, if I throw her a pass, we got that little mind connection. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And tonight was not only just a mental game, but incredibly physical. How were you guys able to match the physicality?
You know, number 23 was getting downhill a lot at the end. I know you can see that, but I'm kind of the same way. So we had a lot of and ones, a lot of finishes around the basket, but we're a pretty physical team. I mean, a lot of our guards are more physical than shooting. So I feel like we matched up really well with them.
And what did it mean to you to have such a supportive student section, parents, faculty, all of that?
You know, our boys team, they are one of our biggest supporters. You know, you saw them lined up in the front row going crazy the entire game, along with their coaches and our parents' practice fans. You know, it's amazing. We love the support, and it really helped us get through tonight.
Yeah, and now you guys get to scout Bishop Carroll and Emporia. Going to be a great game. It'll be who you take on tomorrow. You know, what's the mindset going into tomorrow?
You know, we're going to watch this game. We're going to get rest tonight, and we're just going to come out again. We have nothing to lose. This could be – we have 4 seniors on our team. This could be our last game. So, you know, we're just going to give it everything we have, try to make it to the finals.
Hey, everyone. It's Keaton Coat of Sports in Kansas, and with Ben Hamilton, girls basketball coach here at Mays South. So, Coach, I mean, what a game for you and the team. Walk us through the win tonight.
I could not be more proud of our girls, the way that they played. It was remarkable. It's incredible. The grit that they showed with Aquinas going on some runs late, and our girls bounced back. And never for a second did I doubt them, the way that they just continued to compete.
Yeah. You know, the past two times that the team has been in at the state tournament, you guys had lost to Aquinas. Yep. And so what kind of motivation did that give the team? And how did you guys feel coming in?
Oh, we talked about that a little bit. You know, being content being here or wanting to do something when you get here, you know. And I think in years past, we've just been excited to be at State. And this year, our group was not content with that, and they wanted to continue playing together. This is a very special group. They enjoy playing together. They enjoy being around each other every single day. And we talked about it a little bit today, and they were not ready to be done. And you saw that tonight.
Yeah. Talk about the role that Ashley and Skylar had offensively for you guys tonight.
They were both huge. Ashley brings a lot of challenges for opposing teams, the way she gets downhill. One of the better athletes in Kansas, without a doubt. Three-sport athlete, can do a little bit of everything. And then Skylar, I mean, she's been doing that for us throughout the year. We know what she's capable of. And when big-time moments like that come around, kids like Skylar Seals, they step up and they embrace it.
Yeah. Towards the end of the game, we saw a bit more transition-heavy team. What were some of those adjustments you made?
Just getting the ball to Ashley and letting her get downhill. You know, it's a simple game when you got a kid like that. Giving her the ball and getting girls to get out and run their lanes and letting her get downhill. We made a few adjustments trying to get her off some more ball screens and getting her to attack the defense. She was able to get all the way to the basket a few times late and get us some buckets, and she was also able to give it up for some good looks for her teammates as well.
Yeah, and this is the first time for any of the players on this current team to be at State, and now to be in a Final Four position. What does that mean to you and the team?
Oh, it means everything. It's very exciting. We've had a special year, and this is just another way to cap it off, and we're not finished yet. Talking to our girls in here, man, they were celebrating. They were enjoying it. But at the same time, we mentioned tomorrow, and they locked back in. So we're ready to go to battle tomorrow. We're excited for it.
Speaking about tomorrow, what's the prep going to look like? Going to scout out a little bit? How are you going to rest, recover, and for a quick turnaround?
We'll go out here. We'll watch this game, find out who the winner is. And we've already got some films. We've already put our assistant coaches on some of that. So we got a little prep work done. It'll be a late night, and then we'll get them up tomorrow. We'll get them in the gym, get them stretched out, talk about game plan, and move forward.
And there you have it. Interview by Keaton Code of Sports in Kansas, talking with a couple of the players and, of course, the coach. Skylar Seals, one of the players, Ashley Singate, and, of course, Coach Ben Hamilton. So, can't say it enough to the area teams. Congratulations to those teams who are still playing in State. And we could possibly be seeing a double champion. Could Mays South girls and boys team bring the trophy back to Mays? This, and if I'm correct, I believe this will be their first championship. I don't know about all sports, but at least in basketball, this will be a first. And how ironic would it be that both girls and boys team pull off that feat? Think about that. I mean, that would be, I'm going to say it like this, and you may say I'm crazy for saying this and putting this out like this, but that would be on the same magnitude, I believe, the year that UConn men and women's team both won national titles. So I think it would be that monumental that both schools, and especially since they're playing in the State final, and I believe for the boys team, I think this is their first time ever playing in the State finals. If they make it there, which I believe they will, I have all the confidence in the world. They're under good coaching. Joe Jackson, I mean, one of the better coaches, not just in the Wichita metro area, because Mays is a suburb of Wichita, but I would say one of the best coaches in the state of Kansas. And think about this. He's won a title at Wichita East High School, 6A level. Comes to Mays South. And I'll tell you right now, I personally think that Mays South, the boys team, the team that they have this year, could go up against any team, even in 6A. In other words, what I'm saying is 5A ain't no slouch. And 6A is supposed to be like the toughest and top division. But I believe Mays South boys team and probably the girls team could probably play against some of these teams in 6A as well, too. And why sometimes I tend to kind of just play with ideas in my head, you know, after all the champions are crowned in their respective classes. How about playing an all champions tournament from 1A, both Division 1 and 2, all the way up to 6A? And let's just see who has the better classification, who has the best team, period, hands down, winner takes all. That's just me thinking, running off the top of my head. But yeah, once again, congratulations to both teams. And hope they make it to the finals and bring that chip back to Mays. Bring that chip back to Mays. Like I say, Joe Jackson invited me back to high school basketball, and I've been going to games pretty much on a regular basis between Mays South and between Derby, the girls team, which I'll be at Coke Arena tonight to see the Derby girls team play. And can you imagine that? Now, think about this. The reason I say they could probably play with anybody, Mays South could play with anybody in 6A. Keep in mind that Mays South and Derby are in the same division, the AVCTL. Derby and Mays girls split. Both teams in their respective classes in the Final Four on the verge of playing for a championship. Think about that. Let that sink in for a little bit. That's what I'm going to say. 5A and 6A, there might not be much of a division or much of a gap between the top teams in 5A and the top teams in 6A. But that's just my observation. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do right here. I am going to take a break right here. And when I come back, we're going to look at what happened last night. I am expecting to get a text message from somebody on the Derby coaching staff. They just call her name. Coach K is what they simply call her. She's a very outstanding young lady. Look forward to getting a text and hearing from her so we can get her on the train ride and get her thoughts on their upcoming game against Topeka Washburn Rural. And one player in particular who is very deadly, one Maddie Vickery. What's the scoop on her? Well, let's just say she's a freshman, but she's a baller. But with that being said, I am going to take a break. And while I'm on this break, hopefully I will get that text and we will get Coach K on the line. And we will also take a look at the boys tournament, what happened in the boys tournament in their quarterfinals. One thing we do know, well, I'm not going to let that cat out the bag. You just have to tune in and listen on the other side of this break. So,
towards the end of the game, we saw.
Thank you for listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. We'll be right back.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that first segment. Yes, that's right. Mays South, what an amazing story. You got both the girls and boys team vying to punch their ticket to play for that trophy. They don't have it yet. But could we be possibly seeing the high school version of UConn? Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. It's a possibility that it could happen. And I also wonder if the town of Mays would they shut down and have a parade for these young people? I think that is something that they need to experience. Really, I seriously do. I may sound far-fetched in my assessment, but seriously, I think they should have a parade. I know they're going to have a pep rally in the gym. If both teams win the 5A state championship, there will be a pep rally in that gym. You may as well shut the school down. Because it's, I mean, think about it. Both, all right. Now, you heard them say in the interview that, you know, they lost, the women's, the girls team, they lost to Aquinas last year. What that was like. And then you throw in the fact that they even have a player that transferred in to get the experiences. They only have one loss on the season. And the boys team going with no losses. Their combined records, my goodness, what? 43, something like 43-1, something like that. I mean, that's an amazing feat between two. So, you know, there's a culture established there at Mays South, one that they want to build on. And I know for a fact that they don't want this to be a flash in the pan, a one-hit wonder. But this is something that you have tasted success. And like the girls' game, they lost that game to Aquinas last year. So it's been festering over the offseason, longing to get back. And we know that it's not easy to get back to these state tournaments. You put around, and let's take for instance, let me just stop right there before I get into telling what happened last night's game. You look at a story like Wichita East High School and what they did. By all accounts, when you look at their record, you're saying this team shouldn't be in the state tournament. But they won when it counted. They won in sub-state. They knocked off Junction City on the road. Basically, they had to travel 2 hours away for a game. The coach is telling you he's dealing with players that have to take ACT tests. I mean, you got all this going on. He's used to a routine. Then, after they beat Junction City, and of course, Manuel Martinez lights them up for 44 points. Then they have to get back on the road, make that 2-hour journey back. I know some of the players had to go to class. You're out. You're still out of your routine. And then you have the wherewithal to go into overtime again, knock off Wichita South on a game winner by, yep, you guessed it, Manuel Martinez. Granted, they came up short in their state tournament game. Anybody who watched them know that East High gave it their all. And their opponent know for a fact. You can't sleep on East High. They brought it. They just came up a little bit short. So, that's why come this is so special for May South, because their women's team, they've been there. They got a glimpse of what success could be, but they couldn't finish it last year. And I know this year, like I said, it's been festering. So what they want to do is they want to complete the story. Finish the story. That's been the hashtag. Finish the story. Both men and women. So I congratulate both of y'all on y'all opening round win. Wish y'all nothing but the best of luck. Wish I could be there in Emporia. But I will be, like I say, a knockoff from the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to be at the True K. I almost want to say that it's the Derby North Wing, because they've played on this court several times in this tournament. So, and they're talking about paint the gym green. But there were some games last night, and of course, we're going to talk more in depth about this May South. So May South entered its state quarterfinal game as a rare one-loss number 2 seed that was still viewed as the underdog. Can you imagine that? Viewed as the underdog. That's because the Mavs were matched up against reigning seven-time state champion St. Thomas Aquinas. Records did not matter in picking who was the underdog, because few could imagine predicting the Saints to lose until they actually saw it happen. May South made sure those people no longer needed to strain their imagination by bringing that dream-like scenario to life. The Mavs entered into a 12-round knockdown, drag-out fight against the champs that need to go to a judge's decision, or rather an overtime, to decide the winner. Mays South prevailed in the extra time during its 55-52 win over the Saints. Mays South head coach Ben Hamilton said he's very proud of how his team faced down a team that has become a boogeyman of any 5A team with state title dreams. They showed up, they competed, they played their tails off, Hamilton said. Everything that we as coaches asked them to do, they executed to a T. Junior Skylar Seals, who led the team with 27 points and shot 5 of 7 from the three-point range while hitting all of her free throws, said the team knew that the seeding could not undercut the fact that her squad was clearly the David to Aquinas' Goliath in this matchup. She said, "We came into this game knowing we were the 2 seed, they're the 7 seed, but we're still the underdogs." That still isn't registering with me, but it is what it is, Seal said. "There's the 7-time champs, and we've seen them in the past at state tournaments. We knew that this was a big redemption game, and we gave it our all. This game started with a pace that Aquinas generally thrives in, a slow-paced defensive slugfest, but the Mavs still came out on the right side of the first quarter action with a 7-4 advantage. Mays South pushed its lead to 7 with a 11-4 score at the 5:30 mark of the second quarter before the Saints start to find its footing on offense." Hamilton said his team knew it was important to get a strong start against the Saints. "St. Thomas is one of those teams. They play really well with the lead, and they're a very high IQ basketball team," Hamilton said. "Their kids share the ball really well. They move the ball. They very rarely will take a bad shot, especially if they have a lead. We knew it would be important, and our girls answered the call. They came out and got off to a really good start." Aquinas went on a 10-4 run over the next 4 minutes to pull within 1 point. But in the final minute, Seals, and one moment here as we... Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Smith?
This is, and am I with Coach K on the line?
How are you doing, sir?
I am doing just fine. I am elated. I see you guys are renovating Coke Arena. I've seen some patches of green in the stadium the other night.
Yes, sir. It was truly an incredible night on Wednesday. I mean, the girls have battled all season to, you know, prove our style of play, and, you know, they did a great job in showcasing that on Wednesday for sure.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that was a game I had to leave out early and get to work on, but, you know, I was, my heart was skipping beats with every notification I was getting. I'm like, all right, come on. I mean, because I almost feel like, I hope I didn't put no pressure on the team, because I put a tweet out there. I'm like, okay, look, I need y'all to win round one so I can make it to round two so I can see you guys play in person. But y'all persevered against a team that gave y'all pretty much everything that they had. I think it was Madison. She made the comment that, you know,
Madison Smith, yeah, yes.
She made the comment that y'all wanted the game, but once the game started, you found out that they wanted it too. And that's when it comes to this time of year, you find out that it's one game, but every game is a championship game.
Absolutely. Everybody's going to want to bring, you know, their best game, you know, to obviously the stage in the game where everybody has sacrificed, not just, you know, us, but every single team has sacrificed so many things to get to where we are right now, you know, and in this, you know, stage, obviously everybody's going to put their best foot forward, and you have to be ready to adjust and believe in what you have worked on all year.
Absolutely. So you get past your opening round opponent, but the second round, it's not going to be much easier. I had a chance to see that Washburn Rule team, and I came up with a lot of observations in that game because they were playing against Heights. Heights left a lot of points on the floor because they were missing a lot of inside shots that looked like they were gimmies. On the other end, Washburn Rural was missing a lot of free throws. But there is one player that sticks out, and I know she got y'all's attention, and she's, I believe she's a freshman, Maddie Vickery.
Yes, number five.
Maddie Vickery. So,
yes.
Game plan wise, because I think even though they have some upperclassmen there, they're getting some looks from Division One mid-majors. Mid-majors.
I mean, Washburn Rural is one of those teams that are extremely well coached, and they show up every single year and compete at the highest level, you know. So I mean I've been at Derby High the last 4 years, and you know, we made it to state and we lost to Washburn Rural in 2022. And I mean, they have Zoe Canfield, mm-hmm. which is number 15. She signed, I believe, to a high major D1, and you know, number five, she's a young rising freshman. But I believe in the defense, you know, that we have laid forth
yes.
throughout the season. I think, you know, we're going to throw a lot of people at both of them, you know, we're going to respect all of them. But I believe we have the defensive depth to be able to take care of, you know, five and number 15 when it comes tonight.
Absolutely.
But again, we have to show up.
Right. And that's the thing that has impressed me. Like I say, I was reintroduced to the high school game on invitations, two different locations. One was May South, and I congratulate their girls team, 5A. Hopefully both of those teams Great. Bring their championships back. But then when I came to the Panther Den at the invitation of Coach Chad, I was really impressed, but I was blown away by, first of all, not so much how y'all score on offense, but how y'all play on defense. And the five in, five out. That is what got my attention, because your first five, they are relentless. But then you put the second five in, they're like sharks in water. How do y'all get the team to buy into that?
I mean, and that's the big thing, right? Sacrificing our time or what we think we're given for the betterment of the team and the goal that we have together. And that has been something, you know, even since the summer, as soon as Coach Chadwick, you know, took over the program, we had been trying to install that into our kids. We cannot win this with just five people. It takes a whole team, you know, and I think our girls have bought into that, the fact that, you know, you have to sacrifice so many things for what you want, you know, your success and your goals as a, you know, as a program. And yeah, it's been special. It hasn't always been, you know, straightforward, but the girls have believed in it and they trust our process. And that's been our motto, trust the process with effort and attitude. And the girls have definitely bought into that.
Absolutely. Once again, I have Coach K on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. She's enjoying the ride, taking a few minutes out of her schedule, because tonight they're going to paint the Coke Arena gym green again. Be there at 6 p.m. So, Coach, let me ask you this question, because this is Coach Chad's first year, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, sir.
And y'all played in this tournament game last year, and I believe y'all took third place, right?
Yes, sir. We took third place last year and second place the year before that.
Okay, so third last year, second place year before that. So now it just looks like, and I know y'all have a player on y'all team named Destiny, the other Smith, but it seems like Destiny is just on you guys' side to complete the story. And I know you have to take it one game at a time. So after the first victory and you guys lock in on Washburn, what is the message moving forward?
The message moving forward for our team is another time. We have to stay 10 toes down in what we have paid our dues for. At the end of the day, we have seven seniors that have invested and have been completely loyal to our program. And we wouldn't be here without that leadership, right? Destiny Smith has been a four-year varsity letterman, and she has been able to learn from all those leaders that she's had the last 3 years. And, you know, they have worked hard to get to where they are, and hasn't been easy. So that's what we put our faith in. We put our faith in each other.
right? And no matter what happens, we know we're going to give our best foot forward because we have that leadership from our seniors. And obviously, our coach Chadwick has done a great job to install a family feel with the staff. So we're going to be all right no matter what happens, but we're definitely going to go in our hardest for sure.
Absolutely. And I can totally agree with that family feel, because in media, we try to put everything aside, and I'm not really media. Of course, I have just recently got a part-time gig at KFH, so you guys all know Bob Lutz. I'll be working alongside him on a part-time basis when needed. But I'm going to say in media, you try to put a lot of things aside, but I have to say that I have been snake bit by Derby, okay?
Green is magic, right, Mr. Smith?
Man, tell me, you know, I did not come in expecting to be a Derby fan. I just came in expecting to watch some good basketball, build up some good connections with coaches, and, you know, get them on my podcast, and end up getting hooked and reeled and became a fan of Derby.
We love to have you, sir. We love to have you, and we love your support, and your energy has been great for our kids, you know, and obviously because Chadwick has spoken really high of you, and yeah, I'm excited to see where, you know, the future goes.
And I just got one request, and I'm going to let you get on about your day. Somebody has to get me one of those shirts. I seen those shirts when I was – I got to have one. I wear a 2X, so, you know, if we can make that happen where I can get one of them shirts, you know.
You know what, Mr. Smith? We have a great place here that made our shirts in a 2-day turnaround. So we will make sure that we will get you a 2X shirt, Derby State shirt, okay?
All right, then. I appreciate that. I want to wish y'all the best luck. I want to thank you for taking out a few minutes of your time to join the train ride. And everybody that's listening, once this is published, get out to Coke Arena. I want to see 10,500 plus in the gym rooting for Derby tonight. So go get them Panthers,
yes, sir.
All right?
Go. Green is magic. Go Derby.
All right. Once again, on the train, Coach K. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you too. Bye.
All right. Once again, on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, Coach K. Wonderful young lady. One of the coaches of the Derby Panthers women's team. And it is something about that Panther magic. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all heard me admit it. Fandom. Anyway, what I'm gonna do, I'm going to get back into this story with May South and Aquinas, and I will conclude it on the other side of this break. So actually, I will basically start the story over. So stick with me on the other side of this break. We will finish this and look at some of the other happenings around the state as well too. So don't you go nowhere. This train is building up ahead of steam. Can't thank Coach K enough. So, other side of this break. Be right back.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Yeah.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast.
Welcome back into the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. I'm having fun on a Friday, basketball Friday. You know, a lot of people, like you hear a lot of people talk about football Friday. No, this is a basketball Friday. We got 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A state championship basketball tournaments throughout the state of Kansas, various locations. And I'm just happy that you're on the train ride, enjoying this ride wherever it takes you. It may take you to Emporia, maybe. Or it may take you to Coke Arena, which is nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump from where I'm staying at, from where I'm recording this at. But with technology and the internet, you have everything right there at your fingertips, so we can go all over the state if you want to. And in that last segment, I started out talking about, you know, giving you a little bit of a glimpse of what some of the games that took place last night on the girls' side. You know, we'll get to the boys' side eventually, because they need some love too. But as I'm doing this, I want to thank again my guest for taking time out of her day, because she's a teacher. So she still has to do her job. Yeah, Coach Kim, Coach K as they call her. Thank her for joining me on that last segment. And I could tell that she was on the go. Non-stop. But that's what she do. Then she's having to get out of the teaching mode. Now she has to get into assisting and coaching basketball mode. Only she can do that. But once again, y'all go ahead and apply, Coach K. And when you think about what the Derby girls team is doing, head coach Chadwick, Coach Chadwick, this is his first year there. And think about their trajectory. Last year, a third place finish. And as you heard Coach K mention prior to that, the year before, second place finish. But they're very familiar with this gym. This is like their second home away from home. And as you heard me say, I know they have a player on their team named Destiny Smith. Yes. Once you've gone to a few games, you get to know these players like Destiny Smith, Madison Smith, Jada Wilson, Michaela Askew. You get to know these players. But the fact that this team is back here in Coke Arena, it would just appear as if Destiny is on their side. You heard Coach talking about how she's been a four-year letterman with the team, how they have bought in, how they trust each other. And the key thing she said is like a family. So I try to, and I'm going to say this, and I'll probably get chastised for this from somebody that's listening. I try to keep fandom out of the way. But yes, I admitted it in that last session. Yes, I've become a fan of Derby. There, you have it. I can't wait to get my shirt. But I do have some green that I'm going to wear to the game. Y'all will see me there. But yeah, Derby does have a tough game tonight because it is state championship. So every game is a championship game. You have to bring your game because the other team wants it just as bad as you do. So one bad slip up and your season could be done. So yes, I have wished Derby the best of luck, but in media terms, you wish all participants the best of luck, but there can only be one state championship, one state champion. So look forward to seeing some of y'all out there tonight that are listening to this. Let me know that you have listened to this podcast. Say hi. I'll say hi back. And like I said, Coach, got to give me one of those shirts. I'm waiting to get my 2X shirt so I can put it on. That's right. Oh, by the way, speaking of shirts, and we're going to get back into this, I am absolutely going to be making an A-Train Sports Talk podcast t-shirt. I got a place where I'm going to go and let them print me off, and you'll see me wearing around. Too bad I can't do it during the season, but you'll see me. Who knows? I may end up at some of these high school baseball games. Baseball season is here, so I may end up there. But let me get back into what I started the last segment. We're pretty much just going to start this thing over scratch here. But can't say thank you to Coach K for joining me. Can't say thank you enough. They have an excellent coaching staff. I've had Coach Chadwick on. I've now had Coach K on. Who's to say that Derby doesn't win this championship? You may get a team podcast interview. Yes, I'm looking forward to that moment. If that happens, trust me, we will first get the seniors on. I'm planning this thing out ahead, and we will get the seniors on. Of course, we're going to get the coaches on, conference call style. Then we're going to get the players on. We might have to tell them to go to a local coffee shop in Derby or something like that. Sit down with your phone and put it on speakerphone, and we'll do it like that. We'll get the seniors on because they are the ones that this foundation was built up on. Then we'll get the junior class on and the sophomore class. I mean, I know I'm kind of looking ahead. I'm just saying, if this happens, if this happens, then this is going to happen. Of course, I'm open to all coaches, the winners, whatnot. I tried to reach out to the coach of Washburn to get his thoughts, but I was unable to. However, I have text or chat or tweeted, whatever you want to call it, or ex, Maddie Vickery. She's a very appreciative person. So I was able to get a little bit of feedback, not much, but a little bit of feedback from her. You can just imagine. I still can't get over that. She goes to the bench after the first quarter in the Heights game, and the coach congratulates her on being the leader in turnovers. And then after that, all she does is just simply put up 24 points and grab 9 rebounds. So I know that she is someone that Derby will definitely have their eyes on, along with a few more key players. So, but back to this, May South entered the state quarterfinal game as a rare one-loss number 2 seed that was still viewed as the underdog. That's because the Mavs were matched up against reigning 7-time state champion St. Thomas Aquinas. Records did not matter in picking who was the underdog because few could imagine predicting the Saints to lose until they actually saw it happen. May South made sure those people no longer needed to strain their imagination by bringing that dream-like scenario to life. The Mavs entered into a 12-round knockdown, drag-out fight against the champs that needed to go to a judge's decision, or rather, an overtime to decide the winner. May South prevailed in extra time during its 55-52 win. Head coach Ben Hamilton said he's very proud of how his team faced down a team that has become the boogeyman of any 5A team with state title dreams. What I want to do, I want to kind of pause right there, because around here in the state of Kansas, we have seen some streaks. When you look at the football side, you look at Andale, what they have done and how many titles they reeled off, and that streak came to an end. Now you look at St. Thomas Aquinas and what they have done, 7-time champs. I mean, which is the most dominant, the 7 championships back-to-back, or what Andale did on the football field? I think they're pretty close neck and neck, but I'll let you who are listening to this decide that. I'm not going to do that. I'll let y'all do that. That may be a poll question. I have several ideas for a poll question, or one just may be a question where you can interact and leave your thoughts. But that's what we're, that's how I'm, I think that's what I'm going to do. I have a poll question in mind, but I think, what did you think of the, what is your thoughts on what's the most dominant run? Would it be what Andale did on the football field, or what St. Thomas did in women's basketball? So just a little programming note right there. But anyway, coach said they showed up, they competed, they played their tails off, Hamilton said. Everything that we as coaches asked them to do, they executed to a T. Junior Skylar Seals, who you heard in an interview, who led the team with 27 points, shot 5-of-7 from three-point range while hitting all of her free throws, said the team knew that the seeding could not undercut the fact that her squad was clearly the David to Aquinas' Goliath, in this matchup. So it just would seem like that they embraced the role of David. They embraced their role. They cherished it. And basically all they did was took out their slingshots and a few smooth stones, hit the giant upside the head, and slayed the giant. That is St. Thomas Aquinas. So we came into this game knowing we were the number two seed, they're the seventh seed, but we were still the underdogs, Seals said. There's the seven-time champ. They're the seven-time champs, and we've seen them in the past state tournaments. We knew that this was a big redemption game, and we gave it our all, and then some. So here's how things tend to have broke down in this game. This game started with a pace that Aquinas generally thrives in. Slow pace, defensive slugfest. But the Mavs still came out on the right side, first quarter action with a 7-4 advantage. May South pushed his lead to 7 with 11-4 score at the 5:30 mark of the second quarter before the Saints started to find its footing on offense. Hamilton said his team knew it was important to get a strong start against the Saints. St. Thomas is one of those teams, they play really well with the lead and they're very high IQ basketball team. They are a very high IQ basketball team. Try saying that real fast 10 times. Hamilton said, their kids share the ball really well. They move the ball. They very rarely will take a bad shot, especially if they have a lead. We knew it would be important, and our girls answered the call. They came out and got off to a really good start. Aquinas went on a 10-4 run over the next 4 minutes to pull within 1 point. But in the final minute, Seals hit another 3-point to send her team into the break with an 18-14 advantage. Now, 18-14 at the half. Think about that. It just doesn't seem to add up when you look at the final score. Something would tell me that Mays eventually pushed the pace. So Mays South extended its lead to 6 points to with a score of 30-24 heading into the fourth quarter. 30-24 does not seem like two teams destined to even break 50, does it? Well, the Saints scored 6 unanswered points to start the quarter and tie the game, only for the Mavs to fire back with their own 6-0 run. Now we're looking at a game of runs right here. So with Mays holding a 38-33 advantage heading into the final 2 minutes of regulation, the Saints reeled off another 6-0 run to go up 39-38 with 49 seconds left in the fourth quarter. That was Aquinas' final lead since going up 2-0 in the opening minutes of the game. Both teams traded free throws on the way to a 41-all tie. The Saints had a chance to win the game at the end of regulation as they inbounded the ball coming out of a timeout with 11 seconds left. After making the second pass of the possession near the top of the arc, sophomore Alex Krause seemed to be taken by surprise when the ball found its way right back to her. She ended up losing track of the clock as she tried to pass out of a double team, allowing the buzzer to go off without the Saints getting a shot up. Both teams traded one possession leads again and again over in the 4 minutes of the overtime action. Aquinas led 50-48 as the game approached the final minute. It was a game of runs, Hamilton said. Our girls were very resilient from the standpoint of they just continued to battle and showed some real grit when they were down and they continued to battle back. Singletary found Seals toward the left corner with just a sliver of space between her and her defender. Seals never hesitated as she knocked down the go-ahead three. As both teams exchanged free throws, Aquinas regained the lead with a 52-51 score with 30 seconds to go. On the next Mavs possession, Sophie Hurley earned a trip to the charity stripe where she knocked down both free throw attempts to take back the lead. Layla Boylan got an open look at a three on the other end, only for it to fall flat on the front of the rim, dropping right into Singletary's hand. The Mavs were able to get the ball past half court and swing passes across the court to burn nearly the entire remaining 10 seconds of time before Aquinas could get a foul to stop the clock with 0.5 seconds left. Hurley hit two more free throws to give her team a three-point lead. The Saints had one more long shot chance. They found Schneck near midcourt where she, where her desperation heave seemed perfectly in line with the basket, only to hit off the back of the rim. Even Singate stopped to display a shocked face at how close the final attempt was to pushing the game into another overtime session before reality set in for her and her teammates. Singate finished with 19 points and Ava Howe for a game-high 8 rebounds to go along with 3 assists and 1 steal. She said after the game that it felt amazing to prove all the doubters wrong. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that story, because there are some more I want to give you as Andover, another area team, rides out a hot start for Blue Valley Southwest, rolls to a 65-42 victory in state quarterfinals. Andover started this semifinal game unable to find footing against Blue Valley Southwest, but just as quickly as the Trojans erased a 5-point deficit in the first quarter, they took over the game with that same speed in the second quarter and never looked back in a 65-42 victory. Blue Valley Southwest took an 11-6 lead with a couple of minutes left in the opening quarter, utilizing a gap defense that gave Andover fits early, but the Trojans adjusted to the scheme as they closed out the gap on the scoreboard, only for the Timberwolves to get one more score in a 13-11 first quarter. Andover kept this momentum going in the second quarter to take the lead and stretch it to 5 points heading into the locker room at halftime with a 27-22 score. The Trojans really pulled away in the third quarter as they outscored Blue Valley Southwest 21-8. Andover continued to build on that lead on the way to a 65-42 win. Andover head coach Hannah Alexander said her team turned things around once they started following the game plan, which included driving and kicking rather than stopping and popping, as they did early in the game. Freshman Bella Budhara led the team in scoring during her very first state outing, scoring 19 points on 6 of 11 shooting, including 4 of 6 from three-point range to go along with 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal. Budhara said another key to her team in this one was motivating each other and keeping their energy up. Our team chemistry is great, so it was great to get our heads in the right space, she said. Eventually, we made plays and got good defensive stops. Budhara's performance, and I hope I'm pronouncing that name right, was impressive, but not surprising to anybody on her team. We all know that she's a gamer, she's a baller, Alexander said. We have so many weapons on her. We have so many weapons on her team. So for her to step up when we really needed her, that was huge. She's done it throughout the year. When Brooke went down during the Salina Invitational tournament that we had right before the tournament, Bella stepped up into that role. She's just very versatile, and she'll go be whatever we need her to be. Whether it's a point guard, whether it's a two guard, whether it's a three guard, she can really help us out in sharing that ball and pushing the tempo when we need to. Senior Brooke Walker also left the game impressed by her freshman teammate's poise in her first state experience. And let me just say this, there are some good freshmen playing this year. I mean, you're listening at this right now, and then the one I mentioned to you earlier, Washburn Rule, Maddie Vickery. I mean, women's basketball here in the state of Kansas at the high school level got some names and some ballers that are going to be, you're going to be remembering their names, and you're going to be following like, okay, where's she going to college at now? But right now you're going to enjoy their journeys throughout their high school careers. You know, speaking of underclassmen, there's going to be one on display tonight in Coke Arena. Actually, too, I already mentioned one name, Maddie Vickery. But there's another underclassman that wears green and white. And her name, she wears number 33 for Derby. Her name is Michaela Askew. I mean, you're going to see some young talent that's going to be carrying this torch, even after the upperclassmen leave. But right now, let's just enjoy the moment. Let me not get ahead of myself. But I'm just throwing these names out there because eventually I'm going to do a show where I'm going to be looking at some of these younger athletes that are going to be carrying the torch. There's even one right here in the city of Wichita East High. So that's going to be all for another show. But let me go ahead and finish this because time is really getting away. Once again, it says when Brooke went down during the Salina Invitational tournament that we had right before the tournament, Bella stepped up into that role. She's just very versatile, and she'll go be whatever we need her to be. Whether it's point guard, whether it's two guard, whether it's a three guard, she can really help us out in sharing that ball and pushing the tempo when we need to. Senior Brooke Walker also left the game impressed by her freshman teammates' poise in her first state experience. I know what she's capable of, and I'm really proud of her for what she did today, offensively and defensively, Walker said. She was a really key part in our win tonight. Walker followed close behind Bella with 16 points while filling up the stat sheets with 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 assists, and get this, don't tell me they don't play defense, 6 steals. The Trojans' ability to stagger Walker and Bella's minutes about in the second half allowed the team to keep a hot hand on the court at all times as they raced away on the scoreboard late in the game. For Blue Valley Southwest junior, Lily Unruh finished with 17 points and 3 rebounds while also finishing with 5 of her team's 7 steals in the game. So with that, Andover 22-0 reaches the state semifinals for the second straight year. Alexander has now reached this point of state for 5 straight years after doing so at the Pekah High from 2019 to 2021. Before taking the Andover head coaching job 2 years ago. She won 2 state championships and had an undefeated squad in 2020 before the tournament was canceled amid the onset of COVID-19 pandemic. With the team going up against Topeka Seaman in the state semifinals on Friday, Alexander wants her team to keep building on how her team was locked in on every possession in the second half of the state quarterfinal games. So there is what took place between Andover. And I hope that you have found this train ride very interesting, very adventurous. As we went here, we went there. I'm not going to inundate you with more, but trust me, there will be more to come. I will probably be doing another podcast tomorrow, either on this platform or my other platform. But I want to say thank you for taking the ride. And once again, I can't say thanks to Coach K enough for being on the ride, taking time out of her busy, ultra busy schedule. She needs to be applauded for that. So, Coach K, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you to the Derby Panther Mafia for accepting me. Got a tweet today from a guy, and he said that even Coach Flory thanks a lot of me, and I thank a lot of him too. So I want to say thank you to the Derby community for accepting me. And yes, I will be out there to support. But I'm getting ready to bring this train ride into the station. But trust me, the train ride will show up tonight at the K, known as Coke Arena, where it might be painted green because I got the feeling this is Friday night and the whole town of Derby is going to be at Coke. So, that being said, y'all have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing some of y'all out there tonight. Until the next time, take care of yourself. Be blessed. Stay safe. And it's a wet one out, so stay dry. From the A-Train Sports Talk podcast.
Today's podcast was sponsored by The Glass Man, located at 4411 West Central. Chip, crack, or just plain broken, bring your windshield by The Glass Man.